So what about relief for occupational schemes? Those are company schemes made by an individual. Where an employee makes pension contributions into an occupational scheme, those payments are made gross and tax relief is given through the PAYE system by reducing the earnings subject to tax. Incidentally, that reduces the earnings for income tax purposes, but it doesn't reduce it for NICS purposes. So let's have a look at a couple of examples. Supposing you've got Cindy, who's a basic rate taxpayer, and she is self-employed and she's got trading profits of £20,000. And let's assume that she's been left a little bit of a windfall by her grandmother, and she wants to put £25,000 into her personal pension scheme. Now, how does that work? Of course, Cindy's pension contribution, the tax relief on that, is restricted to 100% of her earnings. And given that her earnings are £20,000, she's only going to get tax relief on that £20,000. So she's going to get basic rate relief at source, and that's going to be £20,000 at 20%. That's £4,000. But if she wants to pop a total of 25 into the pot, she's actually going to be paying £21,000, and that is the £25,000 that she wishes to put in, less the £4,000 that she's going to get relief at source. Okay, that's Cindy. Let's have a look at somebody else. Supposing you've got Don, who's a higher rate taxpayer, and he's got, let's say Don's doing quite well, he's got trading profits of £85,000, and he wants to put £40,000 into his pension pot. So how does he get the tax relief? Well, his pension contributions are obviously less than his earnings for the year, and therefore he's going to receive tax relief on the full amount of the contribution. So he's going to get basic rate tax relief at source on £8,000. That's £40,000 at 20%. And given that he wants to put £40,000 into his pot, he's got £8,000 relieved at source. He's actually going to pay £32,000 into the pension scheme to get that £40,000 that he's looking for. But he still needs his higher rate tax relief. And that's going to be given by extending the basic rate band. And remember, it's by the gross amount of the contribution, that's £40,000. So in the current round of tax returns, that's going to raise the bar from £34,800 to £74,800. But supposing we've got Henry here, who's on a salary of £80,000, and he's a member of the company's occupational scheme, and he pays 3% of his salary each year into the scheme, and let's assume that he's got no other income, and that's the only thing that he pays into. So how does he get his relief? Well, as we said a moment or two ago, the relief is given by the PAYE system by reducing the earnings that are subject to tax. The payments, of course, are made gross. So let's go back to Henry. Henry's on £80,000. If he pays 3% of that into the scheme, that's going to be £2,400. And therefore, his employment income is going to be his £80,000 salary less the 3% employee pension contribution of £2,400, which means his employment income is reduced to £77,600. And then, of course, we take off his personal allowance and tax the taxable income at 20% and then 40%. Carry on as normal.